Bags down, spikes on, welcome to the track. Hi, my name's Colin Waitzman. I'm gonna be your host for this episode of Track World News presented by Track Barn. And today is day 4 of our 8 Minutes in Eugene series. We're breaking down what happened in the previous day of the World Championships here in Eugene. And today we have an exciting episode. It's gonna be on a little bit on the shorter side. Gonna be breaking down the men's and women's opening round of the 200, the heptathlon as it finished up yesterday, triple jump for the women, high jump for the men, 1500 meters for the women. So let's get right into it. So with the 200 meters, there's not a whole lot to talk about, to be honest with you, because for both the men and the women, everyone that you expect to make it, made it. The one story, I guess you could say, of someone that didn't make it would be an athlete that pulled out of the competition and isn't competing. That's Andre DeGrasse. So Andre DeGrasse announced yesterday morning that he is not going to be competing in the 200. He's just going to be doing the 4x1, which will be happening later. So that's, I guess, some news. So he obviously didn't make it. It's clear he's been a little bit injured. He's had a lot of stuff going on throughout the year. He's not quite in his top shape as of right now, which is unfortunate because as a fan, that's what you want to see. You want to see the athletes competing at their top, but that's sadly how the cookie crumbles. So he didn't compete. Otherwise, everyone that you would expect to make it made it. The coolest story from yesterday would be Noah Lyles. So Noah Lyles came through running a 19.98, and he did it looking so smooth. Like, he pulls up and starts slowing down probably with about 75 meters to go. And then about at the 180 meter mark, he's pointing over to the crowd. He's pointing at stuff, and he's, after he finishes up the race, he's like doing a jelly and laying up. It was funny. It was cool. Like, he's showing, showing his personality. And one thing that was really interesting there was, on Twitter the day before, he even mentioned that his ADHD or his ADD is in full swing right now. So I guess you can kind of see it there that he's all over the place, which can definitely be a good thing if you're able to get out and everything, but that was funny. On the women's side, same thing. Pretty much everyone you would expect to make it made it. Nothing really crazy happened there. It was your standard athletes, and so we'll have more to talk about during the semis. There's not too many takeaways from the opening round, unfortunately, just because it's the opening round and people aren't really running that fast there. But a really good story and something that we should talk about for a good amount of time here is going to be the heptathlon. So the heptathlon, we had Nafi Taem out of Belgium. She got the win, defending her Olympic title with 6,947 points. Anoke Vetter got second out of Netherlands with 6,867 points. And then Anna Hall comes in third out of the US with 6,755 points. So a lot of really cool things. TM able to double back from her Olympic championship that she had just last season. Another great story here, Anna Hall. So Anna Hall, the collegiate athlete, getting third place. She now makes it 3 for 3 so far with Bowerman finalists that have medaled, because you had 2 days ago where we had Trey Cunningham got silver in the 110 hurdles, and you had Cameron Rogers get silver in the hammer throw. So far, 3 for 3 if you're a Bowerman athlete. So it's looking good if you're either Abby Steiner or if you're Aiden Owens to potentially get a medal, because it's like, well, hey, it's either A, a lot of pressure, or B, it's looking good for you guys to potentially medal there. So really great for her. She PR'd in 3 events, shot put, 200, and javelin. She is now the third highest scoring American ever. So she's definitely going to be one to look out for in the future. I definitely see 7,000 points, coming up here, because she had some really good events, and she's just 21 years old, so she has plenty of time to develop and really sharpen up her skills, but really looked really good. And one thing that was my favorite thing and something that I've liked a lot from this World Championships are the constant updates that they have. Like, while they were doing the women's 800, they were showing what their projected points were every step of the way. So it's like, okay, now she's projected 6,800. Now she's projected 6,700 and it up and down and up and down. It was just really cool. And they've been showing the same thing here where it's showing like, hey, what's the distance lead, you know, from athlete A to athlete B? You know, what's all of these, you know, the timing stuff? And it's just, it's interesting. It's like the sports science version of everything that you want to see. And, you know, as a track and field nerd myself, it's fun to see. It's fun to see how far ahead somebody actually is or what's the distance time and stuff like that. So that's been really cool for sure. Looking on over to the jumps. So let's go to the triple jump here first. And so Yilmar Rojas once again shows that she is just the baddest woman on the planet. Like, she's been pretty much undefeated for such a long time. She's proving to be the best jumper that we've seen here. Wins it with a 15:47 jump. Second was Ricketts with 14:86. She came in second back in 2019 in Doha. Then you had Tori Franklin out of the US coming in third place with a leap of 14:72. And so it's not much to say. I mean, with Rojas, she's just been so dominant over this career. I mean, if we're looking at some other athletes that are in that kind of super dominant field, I'd say it's, you know, Ryan Krauser. You probably would say, who else? Like, Mondo Duplantis is in that. Faith Kipyegon is in that field. So it's like, you got a lot of athletes that are just showing that they're undefeated, you know, pretty much. It's not really even close. I mean, Sydney McLaughlin as well, you know, as well as some others. So it's just crazy dominance to see. And I love how she gets the crowd involved. She gets everybody clapping, gets everybody going on. So that's something that's pretty exciting there. Then let's take a look at the men's high jump. So your winner is Barshim, Mutaz Essay Barshim. He ended up getting the win. Wu out of Korea comes in second place with a jump of 2:35. And then Protisinkok out of Ukraine comes in third with a jump of 2:33. You had Tambiri in fourth, Shelby McEwen in fifth, and then the next American, Javon Harrison, coming in ninth with 2:27. So really pretty dominant jumping by Barshim. Like, it wasn't really even close for it. Like, he was super clean throughout his entire jumps. I think he was clean the entire way. And so it was just like he was winning from the beginning here. Like, all other athletes had tons of missteps and mistakes, and it was just, you know, there were other people that were looking better and clearly vulnerable. With Barshim, it was not even close. And the thing that was really interesting was in his demeanor. He was just clearly like locked in. Like, he was laying down, chilling, relaxing, while other people are, you know, struggling with stuff. Up next, in the women's 1500, so Faith Kipyegon gets the win with a time of 3:52.96. I believe it's a new world lead. Second, Graf Tiskay comes in second out of Ethiopia, 3:54.52. And then Laura Muir out of Great Britain with a time of 3:55.28. Once again, like I said, Faith Kipyegon has just been dominating this field. She's shown that she is unstoppable. What was interesting here was Tiskay was leading for much of that race, and Faith Kipyegon was in second, and it was looking like she might get the better of her right here. Like, it was like, oh man, I don't know if it's gonna happen, but no. Faith Kipyegon ends up pushing it at that last 200. Like, okay, I let you break the win for me. Now it's time for me to go ahead and win another global championship. So she's just been unstoppable here, and really, it's not fair with with how dominant she has been as well. We saw how Safwan Hassan attempted to take her down, and that didn't end up working out very well for her. So looking at the events that are going to be happening today, let's get a quick look at what's going on. So we only have an afternoon session, no morning session today. We have the 400 meter hurdles heats for the women. So then next is the high jump final for the women. Semifinals in the 200 for the men and for the women, discus throw final for the men, 1500 meter final for the men, and the 400 meter hurdles finals for the men as well. I'm still sticking with my man Ry Benjamin to get the win there. I'm not going to change it. And then I'm hoping that we can see Trevor Bassett hopefully sneaking in there and getting a medal. That would be really cool, even though Dos Santos is looking pretty crazy. But yeah, so that's going to be it. Let me know what you're most excited about when it came to this global championship day 4. We're going to see you guys tomorrow. Have a good one. Peace.